Thank you very much, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for October the 2nd. We have a full slate of council members again, which is a great thing. Although Mr. Whitaker is not with us physically, I think we have him present on the phone. Are you there, Mr. Whitaker?
Yep, I'm here.
And congratulations again to Roshana and Jeremy. They had their first baby over the weekend, and he is very appropriately with his wife and child tonight. So congratulations, Jeremy. We're very happy for you, and that is one of the cutest kids I think I've ever seen. So congratulations.
I'll tell Rihanna you said that.
Okay. See, I was glossing right over that, and I was hoping. I'm looking forward to seeing Roshana and offering my apologies. I may have mispronounced Roshana's name earlier. So for those who are following at home and wondering what's going on. Thank you. So we're going to begin our meeting. As you know, traditionally we do it with an invocation from one of our local pastors. But today we're going to have a moment of silence, which I think is very appropriate to commemorate the really horrible events of last night in Las Vegas. We will begin our meeting with a moment of silence in support of the victims and families of those who are so horribly impacted by that tragedy. Following that moment of silence, we will invite Scouts Mark Sheehan and Colin Hicks to come forward to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please join me in standing for the moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you very much. Scouts, would you please come forward?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. The first item on our agenda in today's meeting is a proclamation, and I'm happy to say that we have issued a proclamation declaring October Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is something that we do annually, and it's a very important issue in our community. And so I think this is a good opportunity to remind ourselves of what a significant impact this issue has on so many people in our community. And the proclamation is rather long, so I won't read all of it. But one of the things that in this proclamation that really jumps out to me is citing the fact that nearly 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men in the United States have suffered severe physical violence by an intimate partner. So I hope that we all will take this matter very seriously and use this month as an opportunity to raise awareness and to look for opportunities to be of service to those who are impacted by this horrible problem in our community. We are very privileged to have with us Dana Martinez, the Director of Shelter Services at New Leaf. Dana, I'd invite you to come forward and give us a little bit of, tell us a little bit about what New Leaf is doing to address the problem in our community.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I'm honored to be here today to speak on New Leaf's behalf. As you mentioned, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's a really important opportunity for us to create awareness of the issues around domestic violence. Many people still think that domestic violence is a private family matter, and we know that that's just not the case. It is a public safety matter. And, you know, in wake of yesterday's tragic events, we know that violence is just all too normalized in our society. And even, you know, things like what happened yesterday in Las Vegas bring to mind that studies show that perpetrators of mass violence have generally had histories of violence against women prior to committing mass violence against other people in our communities. So it is a very significant issue that really needs to be taken seriously. I do want to commend the City of Mesa's Police Department and Prosecutor's Department. They've done a really good job over the last several years of implementing policies and procedures that do a much better job of holding offenders accountable. And that's what we really need in our community, is holding offenders accountable, making sure that they know that what they're doing is wrong, and getting the right type of you know, consequence, whether it's, you know, counseling, whether it's jail time, whatever it might be. For a new leaf, I just want to mention briefly, we do have shelters to provide safety for those who are fleeing domestic violence. We also provide the centralized screening, which is the hotline for Maricopa County. For anyone experiencing domestic violence, they can call. We can connect them with community services and resources. If there isn't shelter space available and there's a presenting safety need, we can put them in an overflow program and keep them safe until we can access shelter for them. And we have court advocates that work in courts across the valley as well to provide assistance to those who are needing to address this through legal issues. So again, thank you, Mayor, on behalf of the New Leaf and victims of domestic violence everywhere. We thank you for honoring this month as Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Thank you for all that you and New Leaf and the other organizations in our community are doing. Let me run down and we'll present you with a proclamation and take a quick photo, okay?
Great, thank you.
The next item on our agenda is, I think, what most everybody in the room is came for, and that is the swearing-in of our new District 3 Council member, Francisco Heredia. I am very honored to welcome to our meeting today the family of Mr. Heredia. His wife, Carmen, is present. She has with her her two very good-looking sons, Israel and Pablo, and their beautiful daughter, Andrea. So welcome. Please come forward. Also, we're honored to have with us the Maricopa County Recorder, Adrian Fontes, who will administer the oath of office to Mr. Heredia.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Francisco Heredia.
I, Francisco Heredia.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of Council Member, District 3.
Of the office of Council Member, District 3.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Council.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the privilege, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Mr. Heredia was selected from a very strong pool of candidates for this position, and our city is really going to be very well served with his vast experience and his skills professionally and his people skills. So I'm anxious for the people of Mesa and particularly the residents of District 3 to get to know Frankie, and I know you're going to be as impressed as we have been. Frankie, I'd certainly like to give you some time now if you'd like to say anything.
All right. I just want to brief my comments, thank the mayor and council for this opportunity and bestowing upon me the responsibility to represent District 3 and its residents. I also want to thank everybody for the kind words and words of guidance and support over the last couple of days. It's been a surreal experience, and hopefully, you know, I'll be able to work with all the District 3 and all the council members to improve and enhance and continue the progress that this great city has made throughout the years and add a little bit on the work for that, you know, I will be doing in District 3. So thank you again, Mayor and Council. Thank you for the residents. And I'm looking forward to working hard and really getting to work this next year and move forward. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I know I speak for our council. We're all very excited that you're here and look forward to working with you. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. So I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. I should note for family members and others, it's not rude for you to leave at this point. Because although the agenda is not all that long, but please don't think that any of us will be offended if you decide to go other places. I'm sorry, Kevin. Please proceed. Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 3, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for A.T. Still University of Health Sciences, one-day civic event, Friday, October 27th, 5850 East Still Circle. Item 4B, act on liquor license application for Maven Animal Rescue, one-day charitable event, Saturday, October 21st at Mind's Eye Studio, 43 West 6th Avenue. Item 4C, act on liquor license application for Mesa Urban Renewal and Arts Lab, two-day charitable event held in conjunction with the Mesa Music Festival, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th, 18 West Main Street, 29 West Main Street, 155 West Main Street, and McDonald North of Main Street and south of Pepper Place. This last location only utilized on November 11th. Item 4D, act on liquor license application for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, one-day charitable event, Saturday, October 14th, 1924 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 4E, act on liquor license application for Yutan Zia Hot Pot, 1948 West Broadway Road. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase replacement network hardware and services for the Information Technology Department. Item 5B, act on three-year term contract for fertilizer for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5C, authorizing the mayor to sign an amendment to the employment contract with the city auditor. Item 5D, authorizing the mayor to sign an amendment to the employment contract with the city clerk. Item 5E, authorizing the mayor to sign an amendment to the employment contract with the city attorney. Item 5F, authorizing the mayor to sign an amendment to the employment contract with the city manager. Item 6A, act on resolution extinguishing a 20-foot easement for a water line located at 1356 East Baseline Road. The owner made this request. Item 6B, act on resolution abandoning four areas of the right-of-way in the 2100 block of West Rio Salado Parkway and one area of the right-of-way near the intersection of Riverview Auto Drive and Cubs Way to accommodate proposed monument signs for the Chicago Cubs Stadium at Sloan Park. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community for the receipt and distribution of Proposition 202 funds to various City of Mesa programs and local community agencies. And item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00047, the 7200 through 7400 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Power Road on the north side of Ray Road. A council use permit and site plan review to allow development of a large format retail warehouse building. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on any item on the consent agenda? Okay. No requests. There has been a motion made by Vice Mayor Luna, seconded by Mr. Freeman. Please cast your vote. Mr. Whitaker, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. It is a unanimous vote in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak? That being the case, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Thank you.
We'll give Mr. Heredia the second on that. Thank you very much. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. We are adjourned.